Listening, Unit 7, page 88D.
You will hear some information about a race in extreme parts of the world. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. Hello, this is Lizzie Banks reporting for Sports Life. Today I'm standing in the Atacama Desert in Chile, South America. That's Atacama. It's not the sort of place most people want to come to, but one of the most challenging races in the world starts right here. It's called the Four Deserts Race. Competitors in this incredible race have to run through four deserts in four different continents. That's quite a challenge, isn't it? Let's take a look at some of the difficulties the runners could have. Now, each part of the race is 250 kilometres long and takes 7 days. Runners have tents and medical care, but they have to carry all their own clothes and food. Here in the Atacama Desert, the landscape is quite similar to the planet Mars, and the temperature is around 32 degrees Celsius. It's the driest place on Earth. So obviously, it's not an easy place to run. Now, in the next part of the race, which is in June, competitors go to the Gobi Desert in China. Remember I said that runners have to carry their own clothes? This becomes difficult in this desert because it can be boiling hot during the day, but below freezing at night. And there can be very strong winds and sometimes snow in the mountains. You need lots of different kinds of clothes in those kinds of temperatures. What happens after Atacama and Gobi? The next part of the race is in the famous Sahara Desert in Egypt. This is the hottest and biggest desert on Earth. And one of the main problems for runners is the sand. It's everywhere. Strong winds can blow the sand into sandstorms, and it can be difficult to breathe. Fortunately, the competitors in the race only have to run across a very small part of it, but I don't think it will feel small to them. And now to the final deserts that the runners have to cope with. It might be a bit of a surprise. It's Antarctica. That's Antarctica. Many deserts are hot and sandy, but this one is covered in snow and ice. It's the coldest and windiest place on the planet. Imagine running in that place for a week. Competitors have to complete two of the other desert races before they can try this final challenge. The conditions might be very difficult, but they have the chance to see some amazing wildlife in Antarctica. They'll see penguins, seals, and whales, and the penguins might even join them on the race. The difference between this desert race and the others is that athletes sleep on a ship that travels with them, and they have food provided. They need plenty of healthy food, as during the day, the competitors are running in very extreme conditions. Well, these deserts are all very hard environments, but I'm sure competitors in the Four Deserts race have an amazing experience.